I just wanted to share two things. We're going to Kvarim and so on. First of all, I had an acquaintance of mine went into Rav Shach, and he told him that he had been by the Goyen's Kever, this and that, it was here, there. And Rav Shach said he remembers when he was in Vilna, they said that it's in this place, over here, whatever it is. So he asked Rav Shach, what do you mean they said you're in Vilna, you didn't go to the Kever? He said, no. He asked him, why not? He said, because nobody went to Kever. That was in the real Litvish Messiah. That he said, he told me, no one ever thought of going to the Kever. That was the one thing I wanted to share. Second thing, very different, when Rabbi Chumbeir Weissmandl, he once spoke Divrei Musa for his Talmidim, his Kehila, and it was at a time when the government had, they wanted to build a certain base kvaris, and they had to remove and make Pinuy Atzamas and make another base kvaris. So Rabbi Michal Ber spoke to the Eilam afterwards. He said, I learned a tremendous Musa Haskel from it. He said, I went into the base kvaris, and there are some huge, impressively ornate Batsavis, written wonderful things on it. And then there were bits and pieces of stone with just the name on it, and that's it. And obviously this person had been wealthy and prestigious, this person had been this and that. But he said, you know what? The bones underneath were all the same. No difference. He said, the stone slab doesn't, with the gold letters, it stays on top of the ground. He said, you know, it's, and he learned from it, a Musa Haskel for himself, as Talmidim. He said, you know, the bones are the same, and that's what you should pay attention to and focus on. That was his sort of his Haskel. Good, al kaponim.